Australia's demand for energy has dropped to its lowest level in 4 years, with the latest figures from the Australian Energy Market Operator showing demand down by more than 2%. That means there's less incentive for new baseload power plants to be built, but it doesn't automatically mean less pressure on consumers. The power generation industry says it must continue building and improving the distribution network, and that will continue to drive up prices for consumers. Simon Lauder reports.
The Australian Energy Market Operator, which manages the national electricity market, says demand for electricity this year is expected to decline by 2.4% in eastern Australia. Spokesman Joe Adamo.
We've nailed it down to a lower industrial energy consumption across the states, a significant uptake of rooftop solar PV, and a consumer response to electricity prices, which all contribute to a 2.4% drop in annual energy for 2011-2012.
How big is this decline in energy use compared to recent years?
This is quite a significant decline. Under a moderate growth scenario, we're probably saying that the national electricity market would not return to the 2009 peak until 2014 or 2015.
There isn't much that travels faster than electricity, but it seems the network that distributes it, the industry behind it, and its pricing structure are nowhere near as quick to react to the market. The drop in electricity use may make no difference at all to power bills. Despite wholesale electricity prices being as low as they've been in a decade, power bills have jumped 70% or more in recent years. Dr. Lynn Chester is an electricity regulation researcher at the University of Sydney.
Electricity prices are a quite complex set of tariffs. Some are fixed, some relate to consumption. Of the four core components, generation, transmission, distribution and retail, those transmission and distribution charges are key contributors and they are set by government regulation. They are set by the Australian Energy Regulator. They're not set by demand per se.
The main effect of the downturn is likely to be a deferral of new electricity generation. The Chief Executive Officer of the Energy Retailers Association of Australia, Cameron O'Reilly.
A lot of retailers are also generators, and I think what you're starting to see is that the need for new baseload generation is being pushed out further and further.
Does this decline in demand make it harder for retailers to justify or at least explain price increases?
Well, it does. People just look at the overall supply and demand, obviously there needs to be an explanation. Now, a retail bill is 50% the infrastructure cost, which is transmission and distribution, the poles and wires. And that is built, and that has been driving the price increases in recent times, and that is built for the peaks, not for the average level of demand. It has to work when we reach absolute peak demand in the middle of summer when industry's working and people are home turning on air conditioners. So that's been the driver in recent times. And then, of course, now we've got the pricing of carbon, which, for the same level of demand is increasing the generation cost. So, yes, it makes it probably harder to explain, but people do need to know that their retail bill is overwhelmingly driven by the cost of the infrastructure, not by retailers themselves.
One of the largest electricity retailers is AGL Energy. Its managing director, Michael Fraser, told Radio National, while investment in new poles and wires for electricity distribution will continue unabated, it may be time for a rethink.
The regulatory system in this country around poles and wires, and we don't own any poles and wires at AGL, but the regulatory system effectively guarantees them a revenue, a rate, and if you've got falling demand, what simply happens is when they get to the next year, they say, well, we haven't recovered the amount of revenue because we've had a fall in demand, so we need to put the price up in order to get the revenue that we need because they have large sunk costs in terms of the network investment. So, the regulatory system doesn't help it, and I think we do need to step back and look at what is the level of investment in networks that's needed, because that has been the prime driver.
The Managing Director of AGL Energy, Michael Fraser, ending Simon Lauder's report.